May 3rd. The super beatifying voice of the Holy Spirit says, "Because I am upon you, you are in the sheaf of my rays. I am all the light you receive. I am all the peace you enjoy. I am all the joy you experience. I am upon you, invisible, but present. You are protected, even though you think you are alone. For love is never lacking alongside the agonies and sacrifices of those working for the glory of God and the redemption of souls. I was alongside the immolated Word, even though nothing seemed to show that I was there. He invoked the Father as absent, not me. I was in him, who was elevating love to the power of sacrifice. I was in him, and gave him the strength to undergo the boundless pain of the world, of the whole world, and for the sake of the world. I had formed the most holy body. It was right for me to be in the heart of the victim of love, to gather in his infinite merits, and take them to the Father. I was the priest on Calvary, the one uplifting and offering the victim. I was the priest, because love is always the priest in sacrifice, indispensably so. I am upon you, with you, in you. And I give you strength to suffer and offer you with your suffering to the Father. Let yourself be immolated by the love who loves you. Remain in me as I do in you. May the peace of love be in you." This brief and gladdening dictation by the Holy Spirit, in these early hours of the first Friday in May and Feast of the Rediscovery of the Holy Cross, is a response to my inner question, while I prayed and suffered very much, because of an intense heart crisis. I was asking myself, how is it possible for a creature to suffer enough material pain and moral pain together to reach the point of agony and at the same time feel such intense joy as to leave the impression that the latter consumes even more than illness and is at once more necessary than medicines? Why am I so happy, though so ill, and, what matters more, so saddened by Father Magliarini in regard to the writings coming from heaven, which, in spite of all assertions to the contrary by Father, I feel are under judgment and precisely under severe, ill-disposed judgment? And the Holy Spirit, with that incorporeal voice of his which leads to ecstasy just by drawing near, said these things to me. Father Mariano came with the Most Holy Sacrament, while the Holy Spirit bid me farewell before becoming silent. And Father Mariano saw I was crestfallen, but I think my sensations, and I think so with no fear of error, resemble those of the martyrs in agony. Physical weakness and complete physical suffering, but joy and spiritual peace reaching the maximum limit a creature can enjoy while still on earth.